Okay, thank you very much for the sponsorships. Number one, Golden Heshy Greenberger, sponsoring the shiur, commemorating Heshy's father's 20th year site, the second day of Pesach, Rabbi Israel Yehuda, Reb Moshe Zichron of Racha, Shamash Avin Aliyah, and a mazel tov to the Zangirians, Sarah and Ben Zangirian, in honor of the birth of a baby boy, to their children, Yossi and Aliza Zangirian of Ramat Beis Shemesh.
Mazel tov.
Okay, thank you so much for the sponsorships. We should continue to share important and happy occasions together as a shiur. And it's a free sponsorship, but since it's hot off the presses, I think we should acknowledge another simcha in the shiur. There's no name, right? But
we have two names.
It's
called Norman, Ralphie, Stanley.
Okay.
You have to give the baby a name.
Baby boy born this morning.
Last night.
To Emily and Yoni Levine in Teaneck, New Jersey. Okay. AB will bill you $36 for that, so just consider it sponsorship. Okay. Okay, we are on
Thursday in Romer.
Okay, we're up to Mem Chesem and Aleph. We actually stopped in the middle of Tosfos, and we're going to try to do a little more in depth today. This is a topic that a lot of people ask about, and we're going to go through all the sources because it has practical ramifications, and also to hopefully dismiss any Bubba Mises and myths that surround the question about children counting for a minute, okay? Acknowledging the fact that sometimes in Budapest, desperate times require desperate measures, but we're not in Budapest right now.
I'll be there next week.
What was that?
I'll be there
okay.
Next week.
Okay, Nesia Tova.
For the next two
okay.
weeks.
Okay, so we're going to get it all in this week. What? Okay, Farzah Tova. Okay. All right, so what are we talking about? We had a statement by Reb Shimon Levi way back on Mem Zayin Amud Beis that Afilu Katan Barisa also sniff Lasara, that if you have even a little child in the in his crib, you can count him for a Zimon. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on to talk about freeing a slave in order to make a minyan, and a whole string of other unusual cases and calculations whereby we try to put together a Zimon, we try to put together a minyan, and then it all comes to a close at the top of Mem Chesem Aleph when Reb Nachman says, and the Gemara says, the less hilchos kachol hanishmaitza. Everything we said before is incorrect, we don't passim like that. Rather, we have a story with Reb Nachman where he demonstrated that Abai and Rava were able to identify Hashem as the being to whom they were making a bracha, and we're trying to piece together what is the sequence in this Gemara, what are the different components supposed to mean, do they all come together or not, and that's what we're going to pick up. We're going to have to, I think, go to the beginning of the Tosos, otherwise it'll be a little bit difficult to just parachute in where we left off. So we're at the top of Mem Chesem at Aleph, 48a, Tosos starting with Les Hilchasa Kachol Nishmaitza. All right? Here we go. Mashma Dekoi Nami Arab Yochna. Tosa says, the simple reading of the Gemara is that we are wiping out everything that happened before, even the opinion of our Reb Yochanan, who just a few lines earlier said that there are times when a katan can count for a zimun if he is a katan poreach. Katan poreach is a child who is of the age of, he's below the age of bar mitzvah, but he has demonstrated physical maturity with shtei saros, with two hairs. And now we're rejecting that and saying, no, that child can't count because, bottom line, he's on the bar mitzvah. Okay? Over here. Okay, below Nahira. Tosa says that does not seem to be correct. Sha'ari ain't derech ha-gemar she'soser divir amoroyim v'abraisa she'hevi raya l'divir b'yochanan below shum tam. Tosa says we can't take that at face value, even though there's a statement by Rabbi Yochanan who accepts the kid, and right afterwards we say we don't pass him like that. It can't be that we're just rejecting what we said a moment ago because the Gemara never does that. We never have a brisa and a statement of interpretation by an amora, and we just say it's out the window without explaining why we would reject it. So that can't be the pshat in the Gemara. Must be there's another pshat. What's the pshat? Yesh lomar, dekoya katan poreach, klomar katan poreach mizamnen alav. Yes, we accept the principle that a katan poreach, when he is even beneath the age of bar mitzvah, but he has shtei saros, he can be included in a zimun, but hainu dafka hayodei elamim evarchim, provided that he knows to whom he is making the bracha, to whom we are benching, v'tarvayu v'inon, and both are necessary. That intellectual capacity, as well as the physical signs, even if he's under the age of bar mitzvah, but he can still count at that point. So what has Tosas done? Tosas said, I'm not totally rejecting what we said before, because that can't be. But rather, we're elaborating a little bit, and we're giving all the details that there's actually two requirements in order to accept the child under the age of bar mitzvah: physical maturity and intellectual capacity to understand Hashem is here, Hashem is there, and that's who the benching is directed towards. Okay. Ulupei Rushenu Tzarech Lomar. According to how we just understood the Gemara, you have to say, Dolomaisi Uvda Dabai V'Rava, the story of Abai and Rava when they were just a few years old and they pointed to the sky, when they were asked about the bracha, that's not brought here, Le'in Azmuni Alayu, to suggest that a child at that age, whatever age we pin it down to, 4 years old, 5 years old, to say that they can be included in a Zimun. Elafarish Mao Katan Hayodei L'mim Avarchem. That's just to illustrate what it means to have a child who understands who he's making a bracha to. Okay? The Bistam Lo Parchan Havu, because it sounds like from the story, Abai and Rava were beneath the age where they would possibly have Shtei Saros. They were only 4 or 5 years old. The Imkein Mahu Rabu Saihu Im Yodim L'mim Avarchem. Because otherwise, what's the point? What's the point of saying that, oh, they know to whom they are a blessing, if it's not trying to demonstrate for us, right, that this level of intellect is relevant when there's something else in the story, namely that the child has Shesaris. But Rabba Nami, the Ovid, Hayin Lahar, Shesh Ben Bina, Veim Ketanim, when Rabba, their Rebbe, asked them, can you point to Hashem? So he would just want to show that they were very clever kids. That these were kids who were going to grow up to be big talmid chachamim. But lo maz minan alayhu. But he never suggested that you're going to include them for a minyan. So we're holding right now. Tosa says, beneath a certain age, you can know what the bracha is about. You can understand that you are talking to Hashem. But if you're so little that you don't even have physical signs of nearing maturity, nearing bar mitzvah, that will not get you into a minyan, or not get you into a zimun. Nothing. And the story that's told about the Bayin Rava pointing to Shemayim was just to show us what it means to be of that intellectual capacity, but not to accept them for a Zeman. So that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Then he goes a little bit further, and he says, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines into the narrow lines of Tosfos, top of Mem Chesam Rav. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Apo Pita Lesech Lesoka Chol Hani Shmaitza. Even though our Gemara says we reject everything that came beforehand, Miu Halacha Krebi Shuvin Levi. It's only rejecting 95% of what just came beforehand. We are not rejecting Rabbi Shuvin Levi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shuvin Levi. What did Rabbi Shuvin Levi say? Damar Katan Mamish Osin Oso Snif Lasar. That even a real 100% Katan, again, his illustration was a baby in his crib, can count Snif Lasara, which we said is number 10 for, to say Elokeinu at the meal. And that which the Gemara later, as we just substantiated, holds that there is a level of katan poreach where he has physical maturity, the odeya, and he knows who he's talking to, that's when you want to have three, when you need your core base three for a zimun. So you need the child of that age and of that awareness, as we said before. But that's not to the exclusion of Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says for the number 10, he can be a child who is way below either of those criteria. Okay? What's that? Give a chance, we're getting there. But when the Gemara says we don't passing like any of the other previous statements, lo kaya Rabbi Shimon Levi. It wasn't going all the way back to reject Rabbi Shimon Levi. Okay? Dekanami. And it's further indicated by the text. Shari Masik HaGemara Bein Tayim Ba'oso Maiso De Rabbi Eliezer. Because there was an interruption. Rabbi Shimon Levi said his halacha, the baby can count for number 10. Then we interrupted it with the story of Rabbi Eliezer who freed his slave in Shul, which has nothing to do with babies or kids. Udl Olam Yashkim Adam. And then we digress with another Musar statement that you should make sure to come early to Shul. Okay? This is Min HaShemayim. This is Min HaShemayim. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and says, by the way, I'm listening to the shir. This morning, someone came to me frustrated because, as many of you know, yesterday there was an error. The the calendar said that Mincha was at 6:15, the plug at 6:15. Accidentally was entered into the website at 6:55. So some people missed the plug, and there were people who were showing up at 6:50, 6:55 for Mincha, and we had to turn them away and tell them to come back at 7:40. So someone came to me frustrated this morning and said, you know what? Just the, I'm sorry, it was on the first days of Yontif. It was on the first days of Yontif with the schedule changes to 6:15, 6:10. It was a 5-minute difference. He said, you know what? If people came 5 minutes earlier to daven the way they're supposed to, so this problem wouldn't happen because we should always be early to daven. 5 minutes earlier. So I said, okay, halavai, I'm going to add that to my list of things that need to mention at the, you know, in shul. I didn't have to. Okay, b'siyat d'shmaya, Tosas is reminding us of that Gemara that says a person should get early to shul because, I'll just repeat what the Gemara says, that if you come one of the first 10, so then even if 100 people come afterwards, you get the schar commensurate to everybody else. Okay, so 5 minutes early to davening, at least. All right, but in any case, what do we want to get out of that? Those were all digressions. Okay? V'tanik havasei, then we brought a brisa to back it up. What Tosas is trying to prove is that that's all ancient history. That was a whole different conversation. Then the Gemara goes on to making a zimun or making a minyan with two talmidei chachamim and Shabbos, counting the Aron Kodesh, all those unusual cases. So Tosas says when we finish the first sugya that included the baby in the crib, we're done. That has our stamp of approval. We accept it. And then we reject the things that came afterwards. And when we're rejecting previous sugyas, we're rejecting everything that came after that brisa about coming early to shul. Kegon, Tisha V'Aron, 9 people in Aron Kodesh, that's out. Shabbos is out. Shabbos and 2 people, that's out. V'Tisha Nirin Kasara, or 9 people really huddled together or spread out around the room, that's also rejected. Shnayim Machadidin, 2 Talmidei Chachamim who are talking and learning on a Tuesday, that's also rejected. V'katan Poreach. Katan Poreach, Afagav D'tana Breisa Hachi, Lisu Poreach, Yamidena Rav Nachman Ben Yodei Elmim Mevarachim. And true, we rejected a Breisa about a Katan Poreach when he's on the age of Bar Mitzvah, but we reject it when he doesn't have the awareness of who he's davening to. Okay? But as we explained at the top of the page, we'll accept it if he knows who he's talking to and he has physical signs of maturity. Okay, v'hainu nami Rabbi Shimon Levi da'amar la'el katan ein mezamna lav. And Rabbi Shimon Levi himself said that, right? What did Rabbi Shimon Levi say? You can count the baby for number 10. So he rejects the baby for number 3. That's exactly the conclusion that we're suggesting right now. So Tosas says, if you put it all together, everything is exactly like I told you. Okay, da'amar la'el katan ein mezamna lav pirush mutav arisa. A child who's in the crib cannot be part of 3. Until he's older and he knows who he's talking to, but we'll still accept him as a number 10 at that point. Okay? Pirish, lebirchas hamazon, v'huadin letfila. Okay, this is the key. Josh, this is what you were asking, and this is where we left off last time. Tosas goes one step further than everything said so far. He says, you know what? I told you why the katan can count as number 10. That's what the Gemara seems to say. And I'll throw in that he can be number 10 for minyan also, not just for benching. Why? The Bahalo Polygraph of Nachman. Because Rav Nachman was never coming to criticize that. The Chiboyo Deo Poreach, Kitabarishis, Hanimilu Zimun Shlosha. Because when Rav Yochanan says you need to have a certain age and awareness, Rav Nachman says you have to age and awareness, that was for the 3 core members of the Zimun. Avala Sniff, Modi Rav Shimon Levi, the Sniff Lasara, Buadin Latzvila. Rav Shimon Levi was always saying, if you're the number 10, a baby's okay for benching, for davening, the Katan Mitzar, if you can count the kid. But Dekanami, this is a very strong raya. He says, you know what the proof is that the number 10 can count? A baby can count even for davening? Because the story that comes right afterwards, Deparech Allah, Mimaiser Rabbi Eliezer, Shayul Tfila, because the story of Rabbi Shimon Levi coming to Shul and freeing his slave to make a number 10 for the minion was talking about Tfila. So, and that comes on the heels of the baby in the crib. So Tosa says the chips are stacked in favor of 10, number 10 for Zima, number 10 for the minion. Baby counts.
Wait, what did the story of freeing the slave have to do with that?
The Gemara, line number 1 is a baby counts for number 10. Line number 2 is then the Gemara says, an Eved counts for number 10 as well. And we.
He's a Jew if you freed him.
Correct, but the context was important. Meaning, first we talk about Katan, then we talk about Eved, but we're in both, but one after another, we're talking about Tzvila as well. Tosa says, in the context, it's not limited to benching, because you see, what was he trying to do with the Eved? He was trying to free him to daven with a minion.
Yeah,
So, and that comes right after Rabbi Shimon Levi made the statement about the baby counting as number 10. So Tosfos says, presumably, you were talking about tefillah, I'm also talking about tefillah. Okay? Right, right. The context is, and also, Sam, no, it's Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's literally, if you look at the fifth wide line on the previous Amud, it's Amri Shimon Levi, a katan can count for number 10. For Amri Shimon Levi, 10 and an Evid count for a minion. So it's mamash one after another. It's a fair argument. Okay? All right. All right, and then Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Mayor of Bechaz Amazon. Shimon Levi was talking about benching. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's better than that. Sam, statement owner of Shimon Levi is a baby can count for number 10. Then Rabbi Shimon Levi says an Evid can count as number 10 as well. He doesn't specify. So presumably he's talking about benching, right? But then he goes and brings a proof. The Gemara brings a proof from when Rabbi Shimon Levi, from Rabbi Lezer freed a slave. We could have easily answered by saying, no, don't bring me a raya from freeing a slave for davening. I'm talking about benching. That never is mentioned. Okay. Fine.
Does anybody like the Rambam or any
post actually hold? I got half an hour. We got a whole shir, you know? Okay. No. Chas v'shalom. Here we go. So now we're gonna dig a little bit deeper. Miu tema. So Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, we have his opinion clear. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says number 10 counts even a baby for minyan and for asara in benching. Miu tema debereishis rabba. In all places in the Medrash, very unusual for Tosfos to quote a Medrash for a halachic discussion. Okay, but if you look, open up the Medrash, it's darshaning how you know that 10 people is a number for a minyan. Okay. This is not the drusha we're familiar with, but the notion of davar shekedusha, kaddish, kedusha, things that require 10 is v'nekdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so the Medrash sends us over to Parshas Vayeshev, when the brothers of Yosef come down to Mitzrayim. I forget the pasuk right now, but when they enter, help me out over here, Sam. B'nei Yisrael asar. Okay, so the pasuk says the b'nei Yisrael are 10. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says that's a good source that B'nai Yisrael, V'nikdashi, B'sok B'nai Yisrael refers to 10. Okay, but in that context, if you look carefully in the Medrash, Kamar Lod Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hadahu, the same with the Berachas Amazon, Avlo Tfilo Lo. It's explicit in that Medrash that Rabbi Shimon Levi only said his statement regarding benching, but not regarding Tfilo. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam is bothered by the fact that the Medrash seems to contradict him. V'haya Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dein Halacha Kein. Rabbeinu Tam says, we can't pass him like that. Medrash, Lufisha Cholak al Gemara Shalanu. Because the Gemara against the Medrash, who are you going to pick? You pick a Gemara. Devalu, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Leinin Tefillah Namik Amar. Rabbi Shimon Levi, as he keeps driving home, was also talking about Tefillah. Me the Parach, me over the Rabbi Lezer. Demayr B'Tefillah. Because as we said before, the proof that the Gemara brings to substantiate Rabbi Shimon Levi is about Tefillah. Okay? And therefore they must be interchangeable. V'yesh Mitzar from Katan L'Tefillah. Here we go. There's some who include a katan as a number 10 for the minyan, for tefillah, rakshe chumash biyado, as long as he's holding a chumash. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, deminag shtusu. That is a ridiculous practice. Dechihechi da'amar atu aron gabrahu. Because just like the Gemara said earlier, right? The Gemara said, what does that mean? How are you going to count number 10 as an aron as a minyan? No, it's not a person. Hachanami atu chumash gabrahu is the fact that the kid's not over bar mitzvah, right? So he's under the age. So he's holding a chumash, that makes a difference. He's still not a gadol. V'od ha'ot ha'gamar tzkat mitztarev ha'inu afil below chumash. And wait a minute. If you are going to adopt Rabbeinu Tam, the baby in the crib is not holding a chumash. The baby in the crib. And that's enough. So where's the chumash coming from? V'od lo chazina b'shum duchta the mahani. We have no source in all of Talmudic literature or rabbinic literature that approves of the chumash or the indicates that the chumash makes any difference. El b'uvda dibra hashana. But there is an interesting story about the Chachamim who had assembled to work on the calendar and decide about being a Ma'abra the Shana, adding a Liban. Kesh'olim v'aliyah, Perek Rabbi Lezer, Chazal talk about they would go up to a certain attic and they would meet and they would have a Suda and they would sit and do all the math. And it says over there, Tikamar b'shloshim Ma'abra Nesashana, the first Tana holds that you need three judges to be Ma'abra the Shana. Rabbi Lezer Omer Basar, Rabbi Lezer's of the opinion, you need 10 judges present in order to paskin to add a month to the year. In the Samatu, Mivin Sefer Torah, Va'usanagula. So there's a process that if you start with 10 and someone has to run out for some reason, you can finish the process of adding the month. So it's seemingly, okay, with a child and a Sefer Torah. Ve'in maskir sham she'e katan ochez a Sefer Torah. It says over there that you bring a Sefer Torah to fill in the gap, okay? One guy had to leave, bring in a Sefer Torah, and it's as if you have 10. But it doesn't say anything there about a katan holding a Sefer Torah. Va'asam nami lo kamar el Sefer Torah ha'asib bilgilion. And moreover, it's talking about a Sefer Torah. The way they made Sefer Torah is the way we have Sefer Torah, which is on a scroll. A Chumash means different things in different places. Sometimes a Chumash means a single volume, so to speak. Bereishis, even if it's in a scroll of Bereishis, scroll of Shmos. But it seems from the Baal Tosos that they had, even though this was before the printing press, but they had bound copies of Chumash, you know, that you could flip through. It wasn't always in a scroll. But if he says we see people going around doing this shtick with a number 9 and the baby and the kid and a chumash, but even if you were trying to draw some parallel from the story of Ibra Chodesh, that was with a bona fide Sefer Torah. Okay? Umiyu kamar b'yushami. But there's Yushami. Amr b'yosi zim then achas im reb chalafta abav im reb chanina bar sarsi chavivi. B'yosi told the story when he was a kid. And he's eating with these other two talmidei chachamim. V'lo mazmin olavoy. I'm on the fifth wide line of Tosfos. They would not include me in the minyan, Ache Vesi Shtei Saros, until I was of the age where I had two Saros. Okay? Umisham Mashra, the Star of the Zeman, Law of Dinan Uvda, Ache Yav Shtei Saros. That, Yushalmi, seems to say that in order to be included in a minyan, I'm sorry, in a Zeman, you have to have Shtei Saros. Ha Litfila Avdi. Okay. These three words are taken out by the Girsa, so we're going to ignore that. Okay, but let's take out what we can conclude from that Yushalmi, that you do need to be of a certain age. For a Zeman of three, for sure, you need to be a bar mitzvah. When we talk Yushalmi, Zeb Pirish Ri, Dein Osen Katan Snif La'asara, Lo L'tfiyav, Lo Brachas Amazon. The Ri looked at that Yushalmi and says, a blanket statement is made that Rabbi Yossi was never included, period, and that implies it's not too particular over there. Sounds like he can't be included for Tfilah, for Brachas Amazon, 10, 3, nothing. The gam hay omer ri, shigam rabbeinu tam atzma lo hainoik lasos kain, lasos katan snif lasar. V'lo asamaisa. The ri testified that rabbeinu tam himself would never include the child as number 10, even though he held that it was, we passing like that. He said even though the gemara indicates that, he would never do it on his own. V'helka chavil chumash biyado lo mahani. So therefore, if rabbeinu tam didn't follow that practice, he wouldn't tell you that holding a chumash would make it any better. Because he didn't accept it altogether, or practically. If the baby himself, the child himself, isn't good enough, child holding a chumash is also not good enough. Miu, katan poreach v'yodelim mivarchim, mashmash mivarchim alav gam b'shlosha kebraisa. But we do have indication in this Gemara that if the child is A, shtei saros, and B, he knows to whom he is speaking, even if he doesn't have, even if he's not bar mitzvah, then you can include him in three. The lakaman de polik, we don't see any explicit rejection of that. Vizesh loshen Rabbeinu, okay? And then he quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Shaposik maskana de milsa ein osen katan snif la'asara, lezimun ulatfila ulashlosha achiyavish tesaros, ko'ode de rabiosi brebi chalafta b'yushalmi. But, notwithstanding all the attempts Rabbeinu Tam, you know, has to give a little more credit to the children, bottom line, the Yushalmi indicates that a katan of any sort, of any age, is not acceptable until he's bar mitzvah. Father, remember Yushalmi, the Sefer Torah, also, and also sniff. Aye, what about the Yushalmi? That says a katan and a Sefer Torah, osin osin sniff. There's Omri degaris hasam katan lis Sefer Torah. Doesn't mean the katan holding a Sefer Torah. It means at the Sefer Torah. Klomer sniff al kriyas ha-Torah kamar. A child can count at the Sefer Torah. But Davka Hasam, because it's from Megillah, specifically over there in Megillah, it says the Katan Olo Lamin Shiva. A child, even under the age of Bar Mitzvah, can be counted as one of the seven people who get an Aliyah on Shabbos. The Kamara Kol Olin Lamin Shiva, Afilu Katan Afilu Isha. It says in Megillah that a child, even a woman, theoretically could be counted as one of the seven people getting Aliyahs. I think maybe some Tamanim, some Yemenites, they have kids on the. Definitely for Maftir. But. In Ikar Adin, a child can count as one of the seven people who receive an aliyah, Ilohav Mishum Kod Sibur. So a woman is not called to the Torah, even though technically she could count, but there's another problem, Kavanat Sibur, and therefore it is not normative. Alashar Dvarim, lo. For anything else, beyond getting an aliyah, a katan is not counted. Afilum Ashkan Mishum Dukta, the katan of Chumash Mitzarif, even if you would find somewhere that a katan and a Chumash count, Afilu Tfila, Hainu Dafka Asu Begilion, he's driving home the same point before, Sefer Torah always needs a scroll, Av Chumash Mishalonu lo. He just keeps saying again and again that the evidence, as far as he's concerned, is not like Rabbeinu Tam. You can't have a katan do anything, and Sefer Torah, at best, but a chumash for sure doesn't help the cause at all. And even Rabbeinu Tam would not rely on the child either. Okay? Okay.
Would it matter if the katan can actually make a bracha if you can understand what he's saying?
No, he's got to be of the age. He's got to be of the age. Okay.
Knowing what Shem is, but I'm just saying you actually can understand what he's actually saying and making a bracha.
So he gets a mitzvah chinuch. Yeah. But he's not bar mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah on a Torah level. Paul's asking, why should a child's physical size matter? We're not saying size. We're talking about physical maturity, meaning is he beginning to advance in puberty? That's the shesaros. That's what the two hairs indicate.
Are we supposed to examine him?
Oh, okay. So a brief treatment of this question, because it does come up. If you take a look at your sheets, Okay, we're skipping a little bit just because you asked this last week, so let's just get down to it, okay? On the side that has lots of little pieces to it, everybody at home, I'm going to share the screen. So we're actually going to go bottom right, Hilchos Brachos HaMazon, Siman Kuf Tzadites, okay? And this will Sam gets a little bit of your question, okay? I wanted to see the other side of your page is Rabbeinu Yonah. The commentary on the back of the page is from the back of Mesachos Brachos. Second. Okay. So those of you at home, you see it on the bottom right over here. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, the first couple words are cut off. But it says, Akatan Shigil Onas Funos V'yodeil Mimavarchim. Okay, you see what there's number three there? Yodeil Mimavarchim, Mezamnan Olav, Umetzarev Bein L'Shlosha Bein L'Sar. The Shulchan Aruch over there begins by quoting the Rambam's opinion, who says that even a child can be counted in a minyan. Okay? And I believe Sfardim do observe this even today. They will allow a child to be number three, and certainly number 10 for benching. Parenthetically, okay, that does raise the question, what happens if an Ashkenazi finds himself at a Sephardi table if he's number three? One second.
He counts, but not an Ashkenazi.
What's that?
He counts, but not an Ashkenazi.
Let me read to you one second. Sorry, I thought I had this with me. Okay. Yes, the Sefer Zosa Bracha quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that Ashkenazim, if you have a meal of 10 people, so the Ashkenazim should be mitzarev to the Zim. Let's say the Sfardim are using a number 10 child. Let's talk about a 10 for the moment, okay? The 10th child is under the age of Bar Mitzvah. The Ashkenazim can answer, but they should not say Hashem's name. Okay? V'chein b'shol sh'shachat Sfardim katan ve'echa ben Ashkenaz yachol tzarev yimayim lezimon. And if you have three Sfardim, and the third one is a katan, an Ashkenazi can answer to those.
So we should
rework the way it came. Well, this is a case where you have three. Meaning you have Chaim Shoshu Shachot Sfardim Katan.
You have one Sephardi adult, one Ashkenazi adult, and one Sephardi child. That's what you're talking about.
Huh? One Sephardi, one Ashkenazi, and one Katan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it? No. In the case of 10. Okay. The child?
Is the child?
Yeah. The two Sephardim brought in there. I think that's what it's talking about. Okay, you know, let me take a look. Let me, Yeah. Im haya shlosha mesugin, ben Sfarad, ben Ashkenaz, v'katan, mitzarfen lezimun. Quoting from Reb Chaim Pinchas Steinberg.
The katan is what?
What's that?
The katan is Sfaradi or Ashkenazi?
That's the same. No. Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, and the katan. Pashi ben lomar, b'chaz lezimun, b'mikrezeh. But the leader of the benching should be the Sfaradi. No, that was in the case of 10.
And then he also
right. He says, Baruch Shechal Mishalov Tvachinu. He's not going to say anything that the Sephardi leader says, Nevorech Shechal Mishalov. Okay. But the.
Then he also says Shemayim. Okay.
Nevorech Shechal Mishalov Tvachinu. That's Nevorech Shechal Mishalov and Baruch Shechal Mishalov Tvachinu. That's Zimun. Everything else is extra. Okay? So it's interesting. Interesting psak. Okay. That's not what we're focusing on. So that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber has room for a katan. Then, I'm sorry, it's very small over here. V'yesh omrim, the end of the first line of number 3. Te'ein misar p'noso klal. Achi yehei ben shalosh asrei shana. You cannot accept him at all until he turns 13. Te'oz mechazkin lo begadol, shev yisrei saras. When he turns 13, the chazaka is that he is like, we'll say, most children of that age that already have shesaras. V'chein nogim ein l'shanas. And that is practice. Common practice we should not change, and we should not allow a katan whatsoever. Okay, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. Right, correct. The Ashkenazim say only if he's 13. On the bottom, Chavav, it's the fifth line of the Mishnah Berurah. Damrinan kevin shigil chal shanim, mistomach farhevi shtei saros, v'insarach b'diga acharzeh. We always use what's called in the Gemara the Chazaka de Rabba, that once a boy reaches the age of 13, so we'll assume, insarach b'diga, you don't have to check. But we would not include him if we did have an awareness that he was not up to of that of Shesaris. This is very important, and this is going to answer your question. Strictly speaking, that's all true as far as the 13-year-old being a part of 3 or 10. If you want this bar mitzvah boy to lead the benching and be motzi other people in the chiyuv d'oraisa of benching, no way. Because the chazaka that mistama child is 13, also eshtei saros, only can be relied upon for a din d'rabbanon. So to be part of a zimun, that will treat as a d'rabbanon, and therefore he'll count. But if you want him to be motzi others with a d'oraisa, meaning that the people around the table, this is like the old days when they used to do Zimun, where the leader of the Zimun actually was motzi everybody else. They're performing mitzvah d'oraisa. He can't be motzi them mitzvah d'oraisa unless he's a bona fide gadol, and it does require that to be established. Okay? Exactly. That's an afkamina, and that's the answer to your question. A bar mitzvah boy doesn't learn zohar because that's a d'oraisa, and every other week of the year, okay, the laning itself is rabbanon. We really don't have too many. Doraisa lanings. One is Zachar, maybe Para. What's the other example when you lane Doraisa? Tricky one. No. That's Zachar. Hakel. Hakel is the only other time the Torah actually prescribes. Okay, you got to read from the Torah publicly. Okay? But I guess Shlomo HaMelech was a king when he was 12. The only person who reads that Hakel is the king. But for our purposes, the answer to your question is a child cannot be multi others Doraisas in Doraisas if we don't have that established awareness of his maturity. Okay?
If everyone is benching for themselves, you have 10 people, and everyone's benching for themselves, the cotton can be the mezamin?
The minhag is to be meko. The minhag is to be meko.
Yeah, they see that all
correct.
The time. Oh, he's not
correct.
A mitzvah, let him leave.
But what about Kiddush? What about Kiddush?
Does that mean that he will be benching, nobody else does anything.
Correct. That's the way it always used to be. Nowadays, we can't pay attention for so long, so we don't have one person benching for the whole tzibur. But that's the way it's really supposed to be. That's the Pashup Shabbat and all the Gemaras. Okay?
So
for leading the benching the way we do it, it's okay if he's a bar mitzvah boy. That's what you just asked. So, but if you wanted him to do a daraisa, I'm giving an example. What could be a possible mitzvah daraisa? Maybe kiddush. Kiddush we can come up with. Maybe we daven marav before, so we already see the daraisa. Maybe we can wiggle out of that. But zachar, let's give an example. Bar mitzvah boy doesn't lay in zachar. That's the established halacha.
Okay.
So if there's no idea of Shteisara, so Chazal say if he has a chasimus hazokin, then that will give us, if he has that much facial hair, so we can assume the rest. Okay?
A 14-year-old can lay in Zohar?
Not necessarily. He has to have some significant facial hair. I think that's the answer. So again, but the Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam and the Mechaber say, at least on the Zimun level, ostensibly the Rambam would agree as far as being most of the other people on Doraisas, you need to have the Shteisaras, but he'll accept it even at that younger age. So I just want to put out there, for your sake, Sam, then we'll get to a little more of the Halacha L'maisa. There are two other opinions. The opinion of the Ramah is the opinion of the conclusion of Tosos, that you need to have the Bar Mitzvah, otherwise nothing to talk about. Rejecting Rabbeinu Tam, who accepted the number 10. Amongst the Sfardisha Rishonim, we have, in Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes two opinions. One is the one that's accepted by the Rambam, the Rif, and the other one is the opinion of the Gaonim. The Rambam said that even if he is the age of Pu'utos, how old is Pu'utos? Look at the top line in the Shabura. Yesh omrim hu adin bepachos mishirzeh, imhu rak mi ben sheish umayla, imhu charev yodeh lemi mevarchem. He could be as young as six. Let me just confirm that. That's what we're looking at, okay? As young as six, but he has that yediyah of to whom he is mevarich, so then it counts. The question is, where did the Rambam get it from? Do you have any precedent that a child that young will be valid? So the onas ha-pu'utos is something we find elsewhere in halacha. Some say it's not until 9 or 10. Some say it's even younger than that. The Chazal said, and even though normally anyone under the age of bar mitzvah cannot conduct a transaction, okay? Meaning if a child goes into the store with a dollar and buys a soda, again, I'm giving there's a funny, if someone comes along and takes the soda from him, okay, he did not perform an act of gezel, okay? Midor Raisa, because the child doesn't have the capacity, halachically, to conduct such a transaction. Chazal said at some point, society is going to fall apart, okay? And Nebuchadnezzar, they were orphans who had to conduct some of their own business. And at some point, he's going to be smart enough. So the Gemara says, in Gittin, I think, how do you know when a child is old enough to meet Rabbanon, will allow his transactions to go through? Again, when I'm saying meet Rabbanon, meaning if he tried to buy a lulav and esrog, and the lulav and esrog have to be yours, meet a raisa shalachem, that might not work. But at least to buy the can of soda, that will be sufficient. At what age? So the Gemara says, notel Sror Vizorko, Notel Egos Venoslo. If he can see a pile of stones and there's nuts mixed in, and he throws away the stones and he saves the nuts, so again he has some sort of discernment that indicates he's approaching godless. I remember at the twins bris, Aaron and Baruch's bris 13 years ago in YU, so the halacha is, at least for Ashkenazim, when you have two babies, you need a bris one after another, so you leave the younger baby out. Someone gives a little drush in between, and then you bring the second baby in. Otherwise, it's going to be Shiloh, how many brachas you make, and enos mitzvahs, chavilas. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn spoke in between, and he gave a pshat. Why does we always give a bracha at the bris? Zak katan godol yihya. Right? Sounds like big deal. So he's little now, he's going to get older, you know, not such a big miracle. You know, so he said, no, zak katan godol yihya, he should rise to the age and to the sharpness of having that capacity to know what's important and to discard everything that is meaningless. The true bracha for the child is that he should have the maturity and be bred properly to know what's really important in life and to be able to throw away all the stones and the things that he can't consume. That's the Zakot and Galiyah. So the Rambam says, we're going to extrapolate from there, just like Chazal accepted someone who is Midra Banan, has the capacity to conduct transactions, we'll transpose that same standard over here for this. Others say no, take a look at your second side for a moment. Still got 10 minutes. I'm going to use Bleneder every single one of them, okay? Look at column, or the right column, okay? The last paragraph, I'm sorry, Betema Gadol. Betema Gadol, it's the second paragraph. Betema Gadol. Okay? Tema Gadol, Zeshanira, Shekam Eloha, Gaonim Zal, Sovrim Kamar, Rif Zal, Shenid Chamash Amr Lamaila, Kutin Chavi, Shay Saras Mazamra Love, Shar Omim Shafilu, Hedi Osam, Ein Mazamra Love, Koshal Nichnus Mishnas Yud Gimel. He quotes an opinion of the Gaon who says that we only accept a katan for Zimun, for meaning, etc. Doesn't matter how smart he is, doesn't matter if he has Shnei Saras, only if he's in his 13th year. So he says, where do you get that from? Our Gemara either has intellect or it has physical maturity. Where do you get the age from? So the Rambam took it from another area of halacha where the age counts, but even that age, we said it was 9, 10, 6, really depending on where the kid is holding. But these Gaonim said, it stops at 12 and nothing younger than that. So where did you get that from? So Rabbi Yonah answers in the next paragraph, Esher Lahamitz for Zubidar Chacharis. He says, we do have a precedent in Chazal where the age 12 is meaningful. We don't count the child, even if he knows who he's blessing, El Besamach L'ish, until he reaches the age of Samach L'ish, close to being a man. Because I'm reading Gabi Nidarim, Mufla Samach L'ish Nidarav Nidbakim. Em Yodea L'shem Mi Nodrim, Nedro Neder Vim Lav in Nedro Neder. There's a Gemara that says that beyond the age of Bar Mitzvah that we're used to, there's something called 12. It's not called Bas Mitzvah, it's called 12. It's called Samach L'ish. The Gemara learns that normally if you have a child who's 10 years old, and he could swear this or vow that, make a neder, make a shua, to do anything in the world, even though that would be binding for an adult, it doesn't count until he's bar mitzvah, with one exception. If he's 12, or 11 for a girl, if he makes a neder or a shua, and we can ascertain that he has an understanding of what he's doing, then it counts. Okay? In other words, the way Rav Soloveitchik explains it, there are different levels of das. The das that's necessary to conduct a transaction, d'oraisa is 13 or bust, no less than 13. The das for what we call hafla'a, to create a chalos through my dibor, to effect a vow, some sort of commitment that the Torah recognizes, even a 12-year-old can have that. Oh, so listen to this. The haraya, that these are different levels of intellect and commitment. What is the most important difference between a commitment made in business to a commitment made in a nether? What do you do on Erev Rosh Hashanah? You go in front of the Beis Din and you undo all the contracts that you signed with your clients over the course. Of course not. When you sign a contract and you make a business deal, it's done. But a nether, I have the power to repeal. So you see the level of commitment that is operative in a nether is different because it's retractable. Oh, and another corresponding application of that is the fact that even a kid who's under the environment can do that. Can you do that with a business deal? Absolutely not. But you can. What's the one instance or parameters for which a person can backtrack on a business deal? No? What happens if you accidentally say Hakel HaKadosh when you're supposed to say Amelcha HaKadosh? As long as you say within Tokadei Dibor, where do we get this idea from that? Oh, as long as you say within 2-3 seconds, Shalom Alecha Revi, then you can quickly fix it. Because, Rabbeinu Tam says, if you're in the marketplace and you're about to, you know, you're about to shake on something, and all of a sudden your Rebbe walks by, what do you have to do? Interrupt and say, oh, hello Rabbi, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And Chazal said, because you have to give honor to your Rebbe, we'll give a dispensation that if you didn't have a chance to think it out, because you're busy answering within that window of time, 2-3 seconds, you can back out of the deal. Okay? Talk to the Ebor. My words are not solidified and concretized until after that period of time. So you see there's even within business transactions, there's a little bit of, we'll say, open-endedness in the das, right? Oh, so listen to this. There are four categories where Talk to the Ebor does not apply. Free ice cream, anyone can name this. Gemara Nadarim. Hektish? No. Hektish is on the lowest level because you can do Ataras Nadarim on Hektish.
Oh, you get married?
Oh, Kedushin? Right, and Megadev.
And
Avodah Zarah. One more. Kedushin, Megadev, and Avodah Zarah. You're very close. There's one more. Kedushin and?
Yeah.
Pour this man an ice cream, okay? The Gemara says four things you can't back out of. There's no Tokadei Dibor on Harayat Mekadesh, just kidding. Or we're divorced, just kidding. Come on. And you can't curse God or commit to a avodah zarah and then say, just kidding. There's no such thing. You can shake on a deal and immediately retract. So you see, there's an even higher level of das when it comes to that realm. And obviously, a cutting's not going to count, but there's also no backtracking. Okay, this is all laid out beautifully in a beautiful article by Rav Schechter in Sefer Ikviat Zon. And there are many applications of this. And again, each one is characteristic of the nuances of that das that's necessary.
There's long-term backtracking.
That's not backtracking. That's the backtracking doesn't mean you're uprooting it as if it never happened. Kedushin, at the end with Gerushin, is krisus. You're discontinuing or severing the relationship. That's not saying just kidding, right? Okay. So that is the summary of the different opinions. Okay, as far as benching is concerned. Okay, I got 4 minutes. Number one, just to bring out a very very important thing that the Rav commented. You know, this idea of wherever we saw the Sefer Torah operative, it was by Kiddush HaChodesh or adding the leap year. The leap month. So the Rav said it's very important that we hold the Sefer Torah when we do Rosh Chodesh benching. Why? Why would you pick it up? There's no shachas to anything, right? You never pick up the Torah. Torah is supposed to sit, even if they're, you know, saying, I don't know, Shalom Medinas Yisrael, the Sefer Torah is at rest. He stands up for that. Why? Because if you remember the Prabha, the shir I gave during the Prabha, so we talked about how the functions of the Sanhedrin are not only judicial, but they're also representative, meaning the decisions that they make, the Sanhedrin, is Ba'ad Klal Yisrael. I mean, there's certain functions that the Sanhedrin performs that are not as the legal arm, but as a representative body of the people. And therefore, when they're Makadish L'Chodesh, it's not that there's a power that's vested in the Sanhedrin that they're Makadish L'Chodesh. Really, the power is vested in the people. It just so happens that you have them representing you. Nafka Mina, when you have no Sanhedrin, why do we have Rosh Chodesh? Who's being Makadish L'Chodesh? So explains the Rambam, it's the people in Eretz Yisrael who conduct themselves every Rosh Chodesh as Rosh Chodesh. That counts. We, in Chutz La'aretz, parallel that by reciting the Rosh Chodesh benching, okay? But we do it with the phrase, Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Isn't it interesting? Where else do we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael? It's a beautiful, you know, put our arms around each other, have a kumzitz, but where does it have halachic teeth? The Rav said it's not a coincidence. By Kiddush HaChodesh, it's dafka, something which is affected, through the unifying power of Klal Yisrael as a whole, and the Torah is ultimately, the unification, we hold the Torah, because in the words of Rav Saad Yagon, our nation without a Torah is nothing. The only embodiment of Klal Yisrael is by virtue of the fact that we're all revolve around the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's why we're here. Okay, good question. That might be something else.
What about
okay.
Karamalis in Shul?
Good question. Those are Minhagim. Those are not, I don't know. I have to think about that. Why? So we don't always, why do we pick up a Torah with a Karamalis? And sometimes we don't. At a Levaya, you know, like you can always say Karamalis without that. Okay, I have 2 minutes left. Okay, Halacha L'maisa, let's talk about Tefillah. Okay, even though we saw by benching, at least the Sfardim accept it, and the Ashkenazim don't, ironically, on the top of your page, there, number one, Dalet, Yesh Matirin Lomar, Dover Shabakdusha, Bitisha Vitzir of Katan, Shu Yoser, Mi Ben Sheish, Vyodel Mi Mespalin. There are some, namely Rabbeinu Tam, who accept a Katan as number 10 when he's over a certain age and he knows who he's speaking to. The Lonir and Devarim will go up post him. The Machaber comes out, Lachumra, and says, that is not the consensus. And likewise, women and above them can count. Comes along the Ramah, but I feel like the Chumash should be other than the Sarfo. The Chumash doesn't help. Zakt the Ramah, ironically, he rejected it by benching, and Tefillah, which should have been more Machmir, he comes along and says, B'shas Hadchak, you can accept a child. Let's ignore the Chumash part, okay, because we're pretty convinced the Chumash doesn't really do anything, but you can count him as number 10. Okay, 3 quick Marmakomos. Mipnini Harav, the second biographical work on Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Schechter writes that he quotes from, heard this from Rabbi Ganak, that in the old days in Boston, in Maimonides, in Roxbury, okay, before it moved to its current location, I think, it was Rogil Rabbeinu Litzmach Hashitza Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav was accustomed to regularly relying on Rabbeinu Tam and counting the 10. And they would sometimes ask the Rav, I understand. How do you count this kid He's not holding a chumash. So, A, the Rav would say, yeah, but if you learn the Tosfos, you see Rabbeinu Tam held the chumash with nothing. And he said, more than that, the kid will actually be able to daven properly. If he's not holding a chumash, let him hold a siddur instead. Okay? So, likewise, Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can take it home and read it on your own, discusses this possibility. We can't go into too much details, but he leans in the direction of Rav Soloveitchik, accepting the opinion where we can incorporate number 10, the child, in a shas hadchak. What's a shas hadchak? If you find yourself in a situation where if we don't use him as number 10, for long term, we're not going to have a minyan. Okay? There are tshuvas in poskim from war years where they just, you know, they were hiding in someone's basement. And the best they could do was 9 plus a kid. And if the other option is not davening at all with a minyan, that's beseder. Rav Moshe is not as lenient. Rav Moshe says, the chazan, listen to this, the chazan should not say the quiet shemon esrei. He should just wait before micha mocha. And then when everyone finishes their quiet shemon esrei, he should then say his shemon esrei out loud, because then there won't be any problem with bracha vatala. I'll be saying kasha kedusha, but that's not any bracha vatala, so you can be makel on that. Okay? On the other side of the spectrum, from Zalman Arbach says, we'll close with this, look at number 2. Bizmanenu nogim latsarif katar al dechumish biyado. The Mishnah Berurah says in his time it was normal to be make like this. But it says the har beachron machmirim shalot tsarif shum katan afil b'shasat chak. Achirus from Shoshu Sushan. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't count. Most poskim reject it. So Rosh Hashanah Arbach said, even if you're not going to have a minyan for long term, they still say don't include the number 10 child. I got to add one more thing. I'm sorry. The next thing he says, this is so important. The next thing the Mishnah Berurah says is, by the way, an owning doesn't count for a minyan. An owning doesn't count for a minyan. Why? Because it's not mechuyev. So getting back full circle to what we did at 8:57, he can be a brilliant child and he can make brachos with lots of kavana. But if he's not chayv in a mitzvah, he can also be a 80 years old. It doesn't count. In order to have a machayu for a benching, for a tefillah, it has to be 10 people who are obligated to do the mitzvah at hand. Okay? Yes, but we also have to start. Yeah. Okay, good job, everybody at home.